This is Truth of the Matter, and your host, Gio, Roman Polanski. I'm pretty sure many of you have not heard that name before. Well, he was a very prominent figure in the 1970s, an actor in many movies, and more recently, he directed the movie The Pianist, starring Adrian Brody. Now, what's so interesting about the case and why the name now? Well, in the 1970s, he was tried and convicted for raping a 13-year-old girl after a photo shoot at Jack Nicholson's house. That's right, Jack Nicholson's house. He sodomized this young lady after drugging her up and giving her countless amounts of alcohol. After he was tried and convicted, he fled to Europe to escape any penalty. And he had been and has lived in Europe for 30 plus years. In 2005, the United States had asked for Roman Polanski to be returned to the U.S. so he can finally face the penalty of what he did all those years ago. He was finally apprehended and arrested in Switzerland on September 26th, not too long ago, just a couple of days ago. And now, famous actors and actresses in Hollywood are sticking out their necks for him, saying that he should not face any more penalties because he has paid the price already. Let me understand this. He fled from the law all those years ago, and now he has paid the price. During all of his years in Europe, he received awards for movies that he had participated in. That's paying the price for committing acts of sodomy on a minor. Well, what's even more intriguing about this case is that person that he raped all those years ago, the young girl is sticking out her neck for him, saying that he shouldn't be penalized for what he did all those years ago either. Why should this shock us? This is Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is a promoter of sedition. This is a promoter of corruption. When you go see a movie, you'll notice that the only thing you'll find in the majority of the films that are released by this huge industry are filled with corrupting agents, sexuality, lewd behavior, anti-Christianity, anti-morals. Anything that is good and sound, Hollywood decides to attack. Something to think about next time you go to the theater.